John chapter 14 verse 27 Christ's peace. John chapter 14 verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Introduction. In a world filled with anxiety and uncertainty, peace can seem out of reach. The world offers temporary solutions that often leave us feeling more restless. In John chapter 14 verse 27, Jesus promises a peace that transcends circumstances, a peace only He can provide. This promise is a cornerstone of our faith, reminding us that Christ's peace is different, deeper, and everlasting. The nature of Christ's peace. Christ's peace is more than the absence of conflict. It is a profound sense of well-being that flows from a relationship with Him. In John chapter 14 verse 27, Jesus speaks directly to His disciples, knowing they will face trials and tribulations. Yet, He offers them His peace, a peace that remains steadfast regardless of their circumstances. This peace comes from knowing that God is in control. It is the calm assurance that God's presence and promises are real. Unlike worldly peace, which often depends on favorable conditions, Christ's peace sustains us even in the storms of life. It guards our hearts and minds, enabling us to stand firm amidst turmoil. A peace unlike the world's. Jesus distinguishes His peace from what the world offers. The world's version of peace often depends on external factors like success, wealth, or temporary escapes from reality. It's a fleeting sense of calm that quickly dissipates when challenges arise. This kind of peace is fragile, easily shattered by life's inevitable disruptions. In contrast, Christ's peace is enduring and unshakable. It is not contingent upon our circumstances but rooted in His unchanging character. When Jesus says, "Not as the world gives do I give to you," He assures us that His peace is independent of worldly conditions. It is a gift that comes from His very presence within us, giving us stability and courage. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. How to receive Christ's peace. Receiving Christ's peace requires a conscious act of faith. It begins with trusting Him and surrendering our anxieties to Him. We must choose to believe that Jesus' promises are true and that His peace is available to us. This involves an ongoing process of turning our worries over to God in prayer and allowing His Word to fill our hearts. Meditating on Scripture is a powerful way to experience His peace. Verses like Philippians chapter 4 verses 6-7 encourage us to bring our concerns to God, promising that His peace will guard our hearts. When we immerse ourselves in God's truth, we remind ourselves of His sovereignty and love, allowing His peace to take root in our lives. Additionally, cultivating a close relationship with Christ through prayer and worship opens our hearts to His peace. As we draw near to Him, He imparts His peace to us, calming our troubled hearts and giving us the strength to face life's challenges with confidence. A note on the promises of God. God's promises serve as an anchor for believers. In a world that often seems chaotic and unpredictable, His promises provide hope and assurance. Each promise, including the peace of Christ, points us back to His faithfulness and love. This series explores these promises to help you grow in your understanding of God's heart for you. Christ's peace is a promise that not only comforts but empowers us to live victoriously. Conclusion. The promise of Christ's peace in John chapter 14 verse 27 offers comfort and hope to all believers. It is a peace that surpasses understanding, calming our fears and steadying our hearts. While the world offers fleeting forms of peace, Jesus provides a peace that endures, rooted in His love and presence. As we trust in Him, we can experience this peace that transforms our lives and enables us to navigate life's storms with assurance and strength. Inductive Bible Study Questions. Observation. What does John chapter 14 verse 27 reveal about the nature of the peace Jesus offers? Interpretation. Why does Jesus emphasize that His peace is different from the world's peace? How does this distinction affect our understanding of His promise? Application. In what areas of your life do you need to experience Christ's peace? How can you actively receive this peace today? Reflection. Reflect on a time when you felt Christ's peace amid a difficult situation. How did that peace impact your thoughts and actions? Short prayer for personal application. Heavenly Father, thank you for the promise of peace that Jesus gives. Help me to trust in your peace that surpasses all understanding, especially when life feels overwhelming. Guide me to rest in your presence and allow your peace to guard my heart. May I experience the calming assurance of your love each day. In Jesus' name, Amen.